Talking out with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. And Ben, this week, I guess a fairly seasonable run of cattle at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. What did you notice?
Yeah, we had about 4,600, you know, compared to 4,200 a year ago. Probably right, you know, about like what you said, kind of where it was. Maybe heat a little bit, but we're expecting that. Going to get hot this week. But market, again, was very strong, Ron. You know, over 800 pounds, they kind of called it steady to softer, and you could tell that, but the heifer deal was extremely strong and better. So, and the grazing cattle higher again, you know, seeing these unweaned fleshy bulls, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 pounds. I mean, just getting along good on everything.
When you look at those females that are being sold right now, what are they? Are they headed to the feedlot, or are we seeing a lot of folks buying them and taking them home?
Now, what, you know, what the markets we got, I'm not seeing anybody buying to keep them. I mean, and probably, I mean, there's some quality ones out there you could do that with, but I'm not seeing that, you know, where we're in the markets we're in.
As far as those lighter weight calves are concerned, you indicated they clearly were stronger once again.
Yes, they were stronger again, and seemed like we had a lot of 4 and 5 weight bulls yesterday. You know, the 5 and a quarter weight steers weaned, they were 311 to 330, 340. But you've seen a lot of them 5 weight bulls bumping $3 at, you know, no shots and no weaning. So, you know, you got a little work ahead of you on them, but lots and lots of interest on everything.
So we're getting it tight enough that some of these guys are willing to pay up pretty good money, even on some of these non, you know, that really haven't been worked at all.
Yes, yes. And they're probably LRPing them or buying puts or something out front, because you can justify what you're doing if we get some wheat, you know, and get them straightened out.
Let's talk about what maybe is ahead this week down at Comanche as well as out at Woodward.
Going to have probably 300, 350 cows at Woodward today. Comanche tomorrow, he's got several strings of feeder cattle and got two different pairs on some deals. You know, I think about 150 or 160 total between the two. So if somebody's looking for some grazing pairs, going to have them down there at Comanche tomorrow. And looking like a pretty good run at Woodward on Thursday. We had about 2,600 last week in Woodward, real strong market, and looking forward to it again this week.
Had the you've had obviously the three parts of your marketing plan put together here for a while now. The Woodward market's the most recent one. Has that worked well for you and your family?
Yes, it has. It's got along good. You know, sometimes some people can't ship on one day and ship on another. So it just gives people more options and more places to do business with people we wasn't doing before. And so, yes, it's complemented it well, I think.
Well, folks want to talk to you about using your market options. How do they get a hold of you?
Just call me on my cell phone, 940-631-2333, and we'd like the opportunity to work for you.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. And you can check out the Western Livestock Commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. They sell on Monday and Tuesdays. You got the Comanche market, the Woodward market is all. And you've got the Comanche market and the Woodward market that you can find out more details at the website about as well. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.